So here we are, Sunday, 13th of February, and we're at the Newark Wellbeing Show, and I'm with...
the life improvement coach, Gary Creswell.
How nice is that? Gary, introduce yourself and tell the listener a little bit about what you do.
So as the title may suggest, I'm the life improvement coach, and basically what that means is I like to find out where people are, where they feel they are in their life, where they want to be, and then we work together to build a bridge to get there.
You're, you come from a really eclectic background, don't you? I think people would be very interested to know about your background.
So I actually come from a military background, yeah. So I did 12 years in the forces, and me being me, I like to do things differently. So I did some time of that in the Army, and I also did some time of that in the Royal Air Force as well. So what sort of got me into this for helping other people and coaching other people was because I actually myself suffered with quite heavily with depression. And I believe the first time it kind of spiraled out a little bit because I just didn't understand what it was. So, you know, all of a sudden I was looking around, everyone else was seemed absolutely fine. And there I was that seemed to be struggling. I couldn't understand it. And unfortunately, with the forces mentality, especially back in the day as such, you know, it was very difficult to reach out because if you had an issue, you were seen as sort of weak and unmilitary. So trying to get help, I found very difficult at the time. Fast forward, I'm actually get over that. I realized that if I just stuck my running shoes on, went for a run, changed my physiology a bit, you know, released some of the chemicals in the mind whilst exercising, that helped lift my mood a bit. And that kind of sparked a slight interest back then. Like, well, what is it? What's the connection? Why is it I can go for a run, come back completely differently than when I started just sort of, you know, 10 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago, however long I wanted to go on a run for? So I got out for a couple of years, had a couple of sort of dead-end jobs as such, decided to give it, had another bite of the cherry, but this time I thought I'd join the Royal Air Force. This time I was doing really well. I got promoted, but I was sent up about 2.5 hours away from my family and they couldn't join me. So this was more like a circumstantial depression because I then felt a bit out of line because I was married with children by this point. So I kind of felt a bit out of line because I suddenly became a weekend father and husband, which isn't what I kind of signed up for as a family man to be. So it sort of came along again, but this time I just did a lot more kind of studying. Unfortunately, I decided to leave the forces again for good, which was definitely the right call at the time, but it carried on sort of leading me down this path. And when I realized, you know, just how important your mindset is, how it essentially creates the results that you get, when I realized that and had a few epiphany moments along the way, I thought, wow, this is really stuff that could help other people. So that's what I thought, I need to do something about this. And that's when I started doing coaching.
Excellent. People are either hurting over the past or worrying about the future. Only those who are present can enjoy the moments life brings. That's something that you've got upon that fantastic whiteboard behind you. I like the whiteboard idea. Unique. Never seen it before. How many other things were you putting up?
Well, I'll probably put some more quotes up or something today, try and get intrigued people. I just want people to open up and have a chat. I mean, I noticed a few people stopped and just read the board, and then they kind of looked puzzled. So then that was sort of like a chance to go have a talk with them. And it just meant that they would just be that little bit more sort of open to what it is they're going through. So what I'm also doing at the minute is I give people a handout sheet called The Wheel of Life. I did a talk about it yesterday on the show as well. And that just essentially breaks down parts of your life as such into top, you know, career, friends and family, you know, relationships, etc. And you score it between 0 and 10. And that, when I hand that out and people fill that in, because it's kind of, you're supposed to do it as quick as you can, sort of almost from like the subconscious as such, it then gives them a starting point. Because a lot of people that, you know, I have people come to me, they go, I just want to be happy. And they don't understand that happy is just a state. It's a state of mind. So it's like, well, what particularly would make you happy then? You know, surely it's something internally and an association you've got going internally. Well, let's see what we can associate on this wheel of life. And then that sort of gives them epiphany moments. And then we can start having a chat and working towards it.
Great. I think that it's amazing. You've got Facebook group pages. You interact so much. You're bound to find a success. There is no doubt in my mind about that. But that is a reflection on the route out, isn't it? It's a waste of time just sitting down and thinking, oh, I can go and speak to Gaz and let it work out. You've got to be active to get out the trench, I think. And I think you definitely demonstrate that. If anybody wanted to see how able you are at helping them, they've only got to look at what you do. Do you think that people should mirror that in their lives?
I definitely think a huge part of life itself is certainly modelling. So finding people that, you know, because people, they tend to use two ways to kind of get out of a situation. They either get out of it through desperation or inspiration. So if I can inspire just one person, fantastic. If they come to me through desperation, then, you know, in a way, fantastic, because I can then help with that desperation. So if they can then model on anything that I'm doing or any of the, you know, things that I help them with, then fantastic.
Okay, there's been quite a few people listen to this. It's quite an eclectic mix of different people speaking on this podcast. If you've got a message, a simple message for people, what would it be?
Simple message. Oh, man, there's so many simple messages to choose from there. Okay, and thank you for putting me on the spot, Ian. I would say let go of anything external. And the reason being, I say this on the talks and things like that. There's something called an identity flow. I'll just go very quickly. You know, everything starts from your identity. The identity flows into your values and your beliefs. That then flows into your decisions that you make, and that then flows into the actions that you take, which therefore gives you the results in life. So if the result that you want to change is external, you first need to look internally, which is at your identity, which will then flow into your results that you'll get. So if there's one message for today, let go of the external. Don't stress over it. This should be a great kind of epiphany moment. When you realize that, the weight should lift off your shoulders, because, you know, that person that you're worried about who may answer your question the way you don't want, let go of it. You can't control them. They're external. You can only control things internally. You can influence the external. You cannot control it. So therefore, the only thing you can control is you and your own mind. So make you happy. Focus on you. Let go of the external.
And I'm going to ask you to put you on the spot again.
Do it.
You ready for it? Why are comparisons to other people's wealths and failures, why are they such a negative way of thinking?
Comparison is because we tend to compare someone who already has quite possibly more experience, more time, you know, they're maybe coming towards the later ends of their chapters of their own story, and we're just starting out. And a lot of people compare to that. They're on chapter one, looking at someone in chapter 10 and trying to make that comparison there. Well, again, you've got to kind of look at who you need to become to get to that chapter. You know, it's not about who they are. They've done their own journey and they've started getting the results based on who they needed to come. You need to now have a time of reflection. And instead of comparing to that, compare it to what results you want and then change yourself and get those results.
Wonderful message. Fantastic. Thank you, Gary. If you want to see just how to change your life and how to adapt, and if you want to see what you can do to win, have a look at Gary Creswell. Have a look at what he does. Have a look at all the things that he does to connect to people, how much he gives out. Because Gary, I'm convinced, knows the number one rule, that if you make other people successful, you become successful yourself.
That's very true, Ian. Yes, I 100% agree with that.
Great. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you on a few lives in the next few weeks. We'll be talking about all sorts of things. I'm going to throw a couple of subjects at you. I'm not going to tell anybody what they'll be, but I can honestly say I admire you so much for your tenacity. You're always as smart as anything. Must be something to do with your military upbringing, but I'm surprised you didn't have a go at the senior service.
Well, maybe that's next on the list, eh?
I don't think so. You're doing too good here. Gary Creswell, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Ian.